And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Although wealthy Rupert Barlow, financial backer of Larry's present Broadway play, is now rid of the troublesome Claudia Vincent, who claims that he robbed her family of their fortune some years ago, he is faced with other irritations almost as bothersome. For his faithful Julia Dixon, for 10 years his most devoted secretary, has suddenly returned from Bermuda, bringing with her a handsome young man named Oliver Wilson. And to Rupert's intense annoyance, Oliver is now installed in the most imposing guest suite of Rupert's luxurious Long Island estate. On this particular late afternoon, we find Rupert in the pine-paneled library as Julia opens the door and comes in.
What in the world are you hiding yourself in here for, Rupert, with the door closed? I've been looking for you all over the place.
Well, if you wish to come in here, Julia, close the door after you.
What in the world, Rupert? Oh, you're not ill, are you?
No, I'm quite all right, thank you. Although how I've managed to live through this past week is a miracle, with all I've had to put up with.
Now, Rupert, you're being childish. The way you fuss about Oliver Wilson's little visit here is ridiculous.
I don't suppose it's in the least ridiculous for you to be running around with a boy who's young enough to be your son.
That's not true. Oliver Wilson isn't a child. He's a perfectly grown-up man.
Oh, rot. He's scarcely out of school. And the way you run after him and fuss over him is revolting. You ought to have more sense, Julia.
You don't know what you're talking about. And even if you did, it might be a good idea to let you see how it is when you make a fool of yourself over every pretty new woman you meet. I've had to put up with that for more than 10 years, Rupert. Now, this is the first time that I've even considered giving my devotion to someone else.
Oh, you're not serious when you say that. Why, he's just using you because he hasn't found anyone better. But you'll see. That lad will start looking around once he's discovered that you aren't the fabulously wealthy person he thought you were when he met you in Bermuda.
Rupert, you're being positively hateful and insulting. If you're trying to say that no one in his right mind would fall in love with me unless I were outrageously rich, then you may find yourself badly mistaken.
My dear Julia, I'm not saying anything of the sort. Nothing could be further from my mind. Haven't I always found you delightful? Haven't I told you over and over again that there's no other woman in the world that I'd consider marrying?
Yes, you've told me often enough, Rupert. But that's as far as it's gone. Promises. 10 years of empty promises. Do you wonder that I've suddenly come to my senses and started to transfer my affections to a more worthy person? Do you expect me to go on living on empty promises until I'm too old to attract anyone else?
You're hysterical, Julia. This isn't like you at all. I can't understand what could have happened to you down there in Bermuda to change you so.
Well, Rupert, it seems quite obvious to me. But if you're so entirely opposed to being polite to Oliver while he's here, then, as I've told you before, we'll gladly go someplace else.
I won't allow you to do any such thing. I won't permit it.
Oh, come now, Rupert. It's hardly in character to have you being the self-righteous protector of womanhood. Oh, not with your history.
Did you come in here just to try to make me lose my temper?
Certainly not. Oh, that was the furthest thing from my mind. It's you who started being disagreeable.
Well, nothing of the kind.
Now, look, Rupert. You have allowed me to run this monster of a place for you, to hire the servants to manage your social correspondence, to act as your official hostess. Yes, you've done all that. And you've had more than your value for every penny I've earned. I've been tied to this place hand and foot while you've been running all over the world, indulging yourself in every whim. But I've finally come to my senses. I know that you've just used me all this time. You never meant to make me your wife. You only kept me hanging on promises. I'm through with that now, Rupert. And you may as well understand that.
Now, in heaven's name, Julia, don't say any such thing. You know I simply couldn't exist without you.
Indeed. Well, for your information, you may very well have to exist without me. In a very short time.
Hmm. Julia, is that why you were looking for me?
No, it was something else. I wanted to suggest that we give a little lawn party this coming Sunday.
A lawn? Oh. Well, perhaps that might be a good idea. Who did you have in mind?
Well, my idea was to have it a very small party. I thought we might invite the nobles over from Rosehaven.
The no... Why? What put that idea into your head?
Well, it just seems to me that it's too bad to let this, this recent misunderstanding between you and Larry Noble continue.
There's no misunderstanding. Why, he deliberately took sides with Claudia Vincent against me, right after she fired two shots at me point blank. Even after that, Larry Noble took her to his home. I see no reason in the world for having anything further to do with him.
And does that feeling extend to Mary Noble as well? Did you tell her that when you drove over to her home the other evening at breakneck speed?
Well, of course not. Mary has nothing to do with this. She's as put out with Claudia Vincent as I am.
I see. And that suits your purpose admirably, doesn't it, Rupert?
I don't know what you mean.
If Mary's put out with her husband because of Claudia Vincent, then she might turn to you for sympathy. Isn't that so?
Certainly not, Julia.
Then why did she call you to come over there?
Well, it was purely a business matter.
Huh. You expect me to believe that?
Well, it's true. Here, look. I've just taken these papers out of the wall safe. They belong to Mary Noble. And I'm going to take them over to her in a short while.
I see. Then it's clear that you mean to pursue your interest in Mary Noble. Well, in that case, you know what to expect from me.
No, Julia, wait.
Yes, Rupert?
Julia, if you'd like to have this little get-together, it's all right with me. Maybe it's a good idea at that.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I only thought it might be nice to reestablish friendly relations, and I thought it might also be nice for the Nobles to meet Oliver. But since you don't like the idea, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's all right. Do whatever you like, Julia. Have any kind of a gathering you please. Only don't do anything rash. Don't ruin your whole life just because of this Oliver Wilson.
If my life should be ruined, it wouldn't be Oliver Wilson who'd be to blame. Think it over, Rupert. Let me know what you've decided.
Julia, wait a minute.
And meantime, in nearby Rosehaven, Claudia Vincent is outside the Noble's home in the front seat of Larry Noble's car, waiting for him to join her. But now Larry enters the living room where Mary is sitting, working with grim intensity on some needlepoint. And we hear...
So long, honey. We'll have to be getting on to New York now.
All right, Larry. Goodbye.
I don't expect we'll be very late tonight, unless something unexpected turns up at the theater.
It's quite all right. I won't wait up for you, Larry.
Well, that's good. No sense you're missing your sleep.
No. That would be foolish.
Look, honey, I know you don't think much of Claudia.
Please, Larry, let's not get on that subject. Do you mind? Since you're in such a hurry to get to the theater in New York, and since Claudia is waiting outside for you... Oh, don't keep her waiting.
You've got this all twisted around. I'm only trying to help Claudia get a start, Mary. She's had some pretty tough luck these last few years, and I'm trying to give her a chance to break into the theater.
Yes, I know. You told me all about it, Larry.
Oh, hang it all, Mary. Claudia's got a lot of talent. She deserves a break. If I can get her one, I'm going to do it.
All right, Larry. I haven't said a word.
No, but you're sitting there in that smug, superior way as though I were committing some crime.
You must be imagining things, Larry. Or perhaps it's your own conscience prodding you. I haven't said a word for several days.
It would be better if you did. At least then I'd know what's on your mind.
I should think you'd know that without any more words between us.
I don't know why you've suddenly taken to inviting Rupert Barlow over here when I'm away. After all the trouble he's brought to this family, I should think you'd keep away from him.
I had a very good reason for asking Rupert to come over here.
What was it?
I'm not prepared to talk about it right now, Larry.
Oh, fine. It's all a big secret. Well, just don't forget that Rupert Barlow is dynamite. He spent a lifetime wrecking reputations and hopes. His word means absolutely nothing. And he doesn't care a hang about anybody but himself.
I don't believe that. I won't take Claudia Vincent's valuation of Rupert. I'm not as easily impressed by her ridiculous story as you are.
All right, have it your way. But if you're starting to run around with Rupert Barlow just to get back at me, then I think you ought to stop a minute and consider the possible results.
Larry turns and walks toward the door without another word, and Mary doesn't answer as he jams his hat on his head and goes out to the car. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.